He's like 99.
Jimmy Carter made it to 100. That was pretty impressive.
Thanks, Scott. Oh, he left. Well,
good night,
screw
Scott.
Screw you, Scott. I'm just kidding.
All right. So I need to tinkle, and then I just have a couple of things because we only have like
18 minutes.
Yeah, we only have like 18 minutes. So, I mean, yeah, it's fine. I'll be fine for 18 minutes. All right. So,
you can pee. How long? It takes you like 5 seconds to pee. You have the smallest bladder of anyone that I know.
It takes me an hour and a half to actually pee.
I'm like Austin Powers in that first movie where they thaw him out and he pees for the first time, and literally like 15 minutes of the movie is him peeing. That's me. You.
So I saw this thing today. Let me preface this by saying I saw a couple of weeks ago an ad from Culver's saying that from October 1st until October 15th, we're bringing back the whatever crazy burger. And then from October 15th through whatever, we have this other crazy special burger that's coming in. I know Zach really likes Culver's. And so I was showing him that. And then a couple of days later, I ran across this ad. This article about Whataburger having this new jalapeno whatever, and I sent it to you, and I was just like, hey, I think you might like this. And then today I see that Wendy's is coming out with the Krabby Patty.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
So
it sounds like it should be seafood.
But it's not. It's from SpongeBob SquarePants. But yeah, they're coming out with the Krabby Patty meal,
and they have a pineapple frosty.
Yeah. So Wendy's Krabby Patty collab beginning October 8th. And I'm like, what is it with all these burger places doing these crazy, it's like they all subscribe to the same research firm, and the research firm was like, you know what does well? Is we've seen an increase in sales if you come out with like a special burger tied to some nostalgia thing that people have. And
they need a gay mix burger. I don't know. Like, I don't know why they're doing that, but I have heard that there is some talk that with us, how expensive fast food is getting.
Yeah.
That a lot of people are choosing to just go to a restaurant.
Yeah, it's the same price.
And get, you know, because it's the same price. And why wouldn't you go to like a fast casual restaurant that's probably going to have a little bit better quality food than a fast food place? So maybe they're seeing some, decrease in sales or something. And so they're doing these things to try to. Although Wendy's and Whataburger both have specialty burgers like all the time. Like every month Wendy's has some, special thing that they bring in. But I've never known them to have like a, the Avengers burger something like that. Yeah, so that's kind of weird. But
I mean, I might go for an Avengers burger.
I'm not interested in the Krabby Patty necessarily. It sounds kind of gross to me. I mean, well, just Krabby.
It's the name of the guy that owns the sauce.
But the one that you showed me from Whataburger is like a jalapeno. It's got jalapeno ranch. Yeah. It's got like all that. I will have an upset stomach after eating it, but I think I might try it.
The Culver's one that I was talking about has cheese curds pressed into the same size as the patty, and then they're breaded and deep. So it's cheese curds in a breaded disc that sits on top of the ham, the burger, the ground beef that is cooked and with the toppings and stuff. So you basically have a fried cheese stick patty on top of your burger.
I don't like cheese curds, but
Zach does. We've talked about this.
I don't like big hunks of cheese.
Right.
Like I like creamy cheese, cheese dip.
And yet that was the corn dog that you ordered from.
I know. I thought it was going to be melty, but it wasn't at all. Was not at all. But yeah, no.
But speaking of how much things cost. That was a very slick segue. But I went to CVS the other day to pick up some medication. And as I'm walking through, I see in the magazine rack in the front that there's a Time magazine and the cover article is about Dungeons and Dragons. And I was like, oh, that seems cool. And so I'm standing in the pharmacy line waiting and they have, you know, the magazine rack is back there. And so I see things. I'm picking.
Were you getting your go to bed pills? Is that what you were getting? Or
no, I was getting my cholesterol pills. But anyway, so I was flipping, you know, flipping through the little Time magazine thing about it. And they did a whole issue about Dungeons and Dragons. And so I was like, oh, I'm kind of interested in this. I'll just buy this magazine. Do you know what they want for a Time magazine?
No. Apparently it's a lot if you're bringing it up. But
oh, yeah, well, no, I think even you would be like, tell me, what do you, all right, here's a magazine, a Time magazine, and I'm taking it to the checkout. I want to buy this Time magazine.
Well, it's been a long time since I bought a magazine.
Yeah.
But if you were going to, if you hadn't brought this up as a topic.
Right.
And I was just like expecting what I was going to pay.
Right. Exactly.
Probably nowadays between $5 and $7.
Right. So $7 on the high end.
On the high end, yeah, because I feel like back in the day they were like $3 or $4.
Yeah, that was my memory too. Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, $3.50, $4. Back when I used to buy Entertainment Weeklies when I get on the airplane or whatever. $14.99 for an issue of Time.
You can buy a book
at the I was like, this must be some special issue. This must be an anomaly or whatever. Next to it was People Magazine, $14.99 for an issue of People Magazine. Now, I went the extra mile and I went to Time.com to see what a subscription to Time Magazine would be. And a subscription...
$14.99.
No, a subscription to Time Magazine, print and digital, is $19 a year. And that's them delivering...
It's only $4 more than one magazine.
Yes. And it's they publish 2 issues a month. So you're getting 24 Time magazines for $19. Or you can just buy this one here at CVS for $15. Wow. It's just like
that's a steep markup if you don't do the subscription. Like it's like
and the digital only subscription is $15 a year. So for that price of that D&D Time magazine, I could just get the digital subscription for a year and I would have access potentially to that issue.
I wonder how that, I mean, what is the reason for needing to charge that much for a single?
Because they're dying.
Issue. Well, I understand that, but they don't charge, if you do a subscription, it's so much less.
Right.
Is that because they know they're going to keep you for longer?
Right.
Or
yeah, exactly. And because that's what they want. They want people to get their print magazine because that's how they charge advertisers. They say, oh, this magazine has a circulation of blah.
Well, yeah. And they want the subscription so they can count you as a number.
Correct.
Like we have
Correct. So basically that $4 difference is basically telling me it costs them like, a quarter, less than a quarter to produce a single issue, right? So it's like, that's a freebie. Us giving you this stupid fucking magazine 24 times a year is going to be cheaper. It's like, think about that. Just think about that for a second. 24 magazines a year. Now, they do say that when they do double issues, those count as two, right? So when they say two a month, if they did a double issue, that counts as both for the month. So let's just say that they only do double issues and there's 12 a month. So 12 a year magazines you're going to send out. If it costs more than a quarter or 40 cents to mail those things, how are they going to cover the $19? You know what I'm saying? It's going to end up being more than $19 because there's got to be a cost to print the magazine. Let's say that's like 30 cents or something. I don't know. I'm making up numbers. But it's like, you have very little left there because it needs to be way less than a dollar a month total in order for there to be a profit in it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they make most of their money on advertising. So.
Right. I know that. But I'm just saying that they also don't want to, they don't want to lose money, unless it's a loss leader, I guess, maybe. I don't know. I'm just, yeah, the, it's just, everything's fucked. Because now when my news feed is like cluttered with all this, like, daylight saving time is ending soon. Are you ready? Or like, when
back
do the clocks
in my day,
change?
We loved magazines.
Here's
we
the, here's
only
the thing.
Paid $3 an issue. And
we're not changing the clocks until November, like early November. It's like, but they start publishing these articles now because everyone kind of knows it's coming up, and they, it's just clicks. It's just like, they click. You click on these articles and it's a wall of ads till you get to, oh yeah, it'll be November 2nd. It's just like, oh, you used to read Spy magazine on the plane. Kathy Marshall used to read Spy magazine on the, I used to pick up my magazines for flights used to be Entertainment Weekly and like one of the news ones, you know, like Time or something.
I've never been a magazine reader, but when I did read magazines,
yeah,
I read them from back to front.
Oh,
I don't know why.
I don't either.
I always start at the back.
I was for a while, I was also into novels because I used to have to fly to California a lot. So I had these long flights and so I would buy novels. And I found that the Star Trek novels were the best because you didn't have to spend time on learning a new lingo or learning, you know, about the universe that they're in. You didn't have to learn about the back, the character's backstory, whatever. It's the crew of the Enterprise on a mission, just like a show, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, they were great. You could read them on a flight, you know, half of it on the way out there, half of it on the way back. And you know, and in your head, it was like, oh yeah, that was like a really good Star Trek episode. Right. So like I read a lot of those, you know, Star Trek Next Generation books and some of the Voyager books and whatnot. It's like that to me is just like, oh, that's great. Cause there's,
do they still print like, or do they still come out with like Star Trek, The Next Generation or Voyager or whatever books?
Yeah, absolutely. And they have them on audio too. So you can get them on audio. I remember the audio version of Catherine Janeway's backstory was narrated by Kate Mulgrew. So, all right. I think that's it. That's it. That's all I have. I have nothing else.
British Airways wants me to check in. One last thing because this email just came up.
Yeah.
It is 2024.
2024, Adam.
If American Airlines is going to book me on a partner airline, mm-hmm. then they should have the ability for me to check in and get my boarding pass for that flight. In right. their app.
Yeah, I agree.
But no, I have to go, two of my flights are American, and the flight from London to Rome is British Airways. I have to go to British Airways site separately.
Right.
And check in and get my boarding pass separately there. I can't get it in.
Wait,
that
you
is
have
bullshit.
Three flights? Where are you?
I use frequent flyer miles, and I was trying. You want to know some craziness?
Yeah. Sure.
Let me just tell you about my flight back.
Yeah.
Well, no, getting there, I'm going from XNA to Charlotte, Charlotte to London.
Yeah.
London to Rome.
Okay.
Coming back. It is crazy. Coming. Let me just pull this up because I don't remember. Let's see if they. Okay. So coming back, mm-hmm. I am flying Athens to Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago to JFK.
Okay.
Makes no sense. Makes no sense because I could go Chicago directly to XNA. There are direct flights from Chicago to XNA, but right. I'm going Chicago to JFK.
Yeah.
I arrive at JFK at 9:59 p.m.
Yeah.
My flight from JFK doesn't leave until 6 a.m. the next morning.
Oh, so overnight in New York.
JFK to CLT.
Yeah.
CLT to XNA. Wow. Four flights and I have to spend the night in JFK basically. Because I was trying to get the cheapest amount of frequent flyer miles. Right.
So the nice thing about JFK is that the subway goes right to it. So you can actually, you can find any hotel along the subway line there if you wanted to actually sleep in a hotel.
Oh, really? Well, I was going to sleep in a hotel, but there is a hotel in JFK.
Yeah, but it's probably crazy expensive, right?
Well, they were sold out when I looked last time, but I was going to check again to see if maybe anybody canceled. But yeah, I think they are pretty expensive.
Yeah, because you can, I mean, it's on the subway. You can look at the subway line. It's like there's a dedicated subway line that goes to JFK, and it has other stops, and then those stops are hotels.
I also don't want to get mugged or have a drug dealer accost me.
Literally, you're not going to, it's not going to happen.
It's
going to
be 10 p.m. and like
10 p.m. you know, is like noon for New York. Morning. No, it's like there's a huge, 10 p.m. is nothing. 10 p.m. people are starting to go out. New York is a very late town.
Or I'm just going to be laying on a bench in the airport.
One of the, oh, I forgot to do Kathy's last text. Oh, fuck. We'll do it on the
you
next
did.
Show. We'll do it on the next show. All right, Adam. Have a great trip. Tell Mark that I hope he has a great trip. And
I will.
We'll see you when you get back. When do you get back?
So I get back on the... I would have been able to do the next show, but it sounds like you're not going to be able to.
No, I'm going to be camping that weekend. So I'm going to...
In Canaan's Happy Land?
Yes.
I'm getting back on the 17th.
Yeah. Yeah, so take the 18th. So we're doing our Arthur next week, then we'll take the week off, and then we'll be back on the 25th.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, chat room. Good night, Auntie Scott.
Good night, Auntie Scott. Thank you.
Kathy Marshall and Slatterco.
Good night. Stream. We're off the stream.
And okay. I'm stuck.